The Freedom of the Press Foundation has posted the 68-minute recording of Bradley Manning's voice on its website. The audio excerpt from his testimony features Manning discussing his motivations behind releasing the cables and logs to WikiLeaks.
I believe that as a general public, especially the American public, had access to the information contained within the Sibian Ides and the NEA tables, this could spark a domestic debate on the role of the military and our foreign policy in general, as well as related to Iraq and Afghanistan.
The 25-year-old was arrested in 2010 while serving in Iraq. He was charged with downloading thousands of intelligence documents, diplomatic cables and combat videos, and forwarding them to WikiLeaks. Manning's case is connected to the biggest leak of state secrets in U.S. history. Spectators and the media have been prohibited from recording Manning's pre-trial hearings. In response to the audio leak of Manning's testimony, the U.S. Army has notified the military judge that there was a violation of the rules for court. However, the Freedom of the Press Foundation said the recording marks the first time that the world has heard Manning's voice since he was arrested nearly 3 years ago. The organization has kept their source anonymous. Trevor Thiem, executive director and founder of the foundation, hopes that the U.S. Army will bring more transparency to the Manning proceedings.
So, you know, this trial, which is centers around freedom of information and government secrecy, is, you know, one of the most secretive trials in the modern era itself.
Manning has said he would plead guilty to 10 less serious charges of the 22 against him, but he would deny aiding America's enemies, a crime which carries a life sentence. The court has agreed to accept his plea on the lesser allegations, for which Manning faces 20 years in military custody. But the prosecution still intends to pursue the 12 remaining charges. Manning's case is set to begin on June the 3rd. For CRI, I'm Zhang Shuangfeng.